Log Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Ain't no stopping us now. I'm real excited. I am Dr. Loretta Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Just truly excited to bring you some real relationship talk about what's going on in your neighborhood. We do things block by block, so that means we're going into the neighborhood. We're going into your home, and we're going to talk to you about relationship. When enough is enough. I know it's tough sometimes to say, I want to hang in there. I want to make sure things work. But sometimes it's best to come to terms, say, enough is enough. We give a shout-out to GoMob_3. Thank you, my brother, for joining. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, taking time to check us out as well. Again, as I was saying, enough is enough. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. We want you to press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about the topics we're talking about tonight, as well as once you press 1, we'll make sure we identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your location, then jump in with the conversation with Dr. Lowe or whether the guest that's joining. We're supposed to have Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt that's joining us tonight. He always joins us from time to time. And also we have an awesome young lady who put the boots on the ground, and that's Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. So those two individuals are going to join us. And sometimes we have Sarita Duncan join us. She's an author. She's the owner of a semi-professional team. She's an entrepreneur, and she always wants to share her thoughts in regards to that. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight. Now, if you want to go to the web link and check out the show, you have that same opportunity. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com slash WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then if you want to check us out on the device that you have rolling tonight, we have several of them up and going. Last night we had some challenges, but we made it work last night on Talking Real to You Primetime. So we're going to make it do the same thing tonight. We're working with a couple of devices tonight. God has blessed us with four devices, so we're really excited. We have two Instagram pages going on at the same time. One of the pages, we want to give a shout-out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It's Beta Phi Sigma Greenville, and the number is 10. Check them out. You can go to there. Become a friend, and you can check out all of our shows because we are partnered with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out of Greenville, Alabama. Then also we have Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. You can check that page out as well and be a part of this, as well as Facebook. See, Facebook is so important. That's facebook.com/DRL Alberto Smith. So we're really excited to come and offer these opportunities. We're also being aired and broadcast, or in essence, on-demand episodes are being played back on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, as well as Tumblr. And we also have a YouTube channel called The Smith Way Production. So we got a lot of things going on. We're really excited that God has blessed us to be here for 5 years. People, you just don't know, we started off, there were some challenges. There were some people that even worked with us from inside, did everything to try to stop this train. But, you know, when God put his hands on it, man can't do nothing else. And what God did, he said, this is the vision I gave you, Dr. Smith, and I want you to go do something with it. So since 2017, which will say September 2017, God blessed us to be where we are today, and we're really excited about the opportunity to bring you some thoughts from the neighborhood. See, we're talking from the neighborhood. We want to give a shout-out to Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany Davis, for joining us. And, well, we got Queen Minister Lewis. That is the Shannon Show host. Minister Shannon will be joining us on Thursday night. And this week is our birthday week, so we want to give a shout-out to her. Her birthday is on the 29th, but she's going to be have a celebratory show on Thursday night at 7:30, being broadcast live through Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to just make this thing do what it do. So join us at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, the Shannon Show, and you'll get an opportunity to communicate with Minister Shannon Hendricks with her celebratory birthday show. And she has several special guests. And I'm so excited to have these young people join us. We have Dr. Orlandris Myrie, as well as Bishop and Pastor Dowdell. Pastor Connie Collins will be joining us as well on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So call in, be a part of this. See, God is continuing to work with us. God, he continues to make things happen. And Minister Shannon was had a ongoing show for 2 years. She was making some adjustments in her life, and she came back. So I'm coming back this year hitting it hard. So she's going to be checking us out. Minister Shannon with Queen Minister Lewis, thank you so much for wanting to take part in doing some of the things we're doing. We're excited if you check in the background. We have a screen up there that's going through a PowerPoint of all the shows that we have, all the individuals who play a major part. See, this is what God is all about. Every time we add something new, because it's all about his work, has nothing to do with what we're doing. What he do is use us as instruments. And these instruments doing the work for him. So we're so excited to be able to have this radio station, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, to the point where our listeners and watchers is now in 21 countries. Hear me? Hear me well. In 21 countries. See, God is so good. I was able to continue through my blog talk radio and my statistical part and look and see where we're branching out, where we're touching people all over the world. So we're excited not only just to be in the United States, Canada, which is north of the border, and Mexico, with the addition of three other countries. You have the United Kingdom join us recently. We had Germany join us right before the holidays. We have France join us in 2022. And now we also have listeners in Japan. See, that's what God is doing. So we're excited to come before you tonight. We want you to be an integrated part of this. We want you to be involved with it. So that's why we want to make sure you call in. The call-in number, again, is 347 347-8574192. That's 347-8574192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then actually give you a location, then actually jump in with your conversation. We want you to be a part of this, because this is a blessing to be able to do it, because I'm truly blessed. I'm truly excited because God is shining his light upon me. He's experienced some awesome things personally, and I know it's all about God. It has nothing to do with man, so I'm real excited about being here, but excited about the things he's doing, not only for WBSW Internet Talk Radio, but also for me personally. So I'm going to keep on grinding, because that's one of my motto and hashtag, keep on grinding. So tonight our show, Relationship, the title of our show tonight is Relationship When Enough is Enough. And again, I'm hoping our co-host and our guests, they get a chance to call in from time to time. I'll be able to get on the line tonight and share their thoughts. That's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, along with the young lady out of Oakland, California. That's Tina Robinson, Owning My Own Truth, Putting the Boots on the Ground. So we look forward. And we also, from time to time, and hopefully in the new year, I have a communicated partner with her, Sharita Duncan. And she's doing some awesome things. She's an entrepreneur. But she wants to, she's a part of the show. She was a part of the show in 2021. And she wants to come back and get back in the groove as well. So we look forward to having her from time to time. We want to give a shout-out to Ms. Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Ms. Bush, thank you for joining us. And I always tell you, you inspire me. I love you for doing what you're doing, being inspired and supported, loving and caring. Thank you so much, my truly, truly a very special person to me. Let's look at when enough is enough. Let's take the first topic. We can say, how do you know when you have had enough of a relationship? Let me talk about some things from time to time as I've been told watching those ratchet shows. You know you had had enough when this person have decided to disrespect you. You got to truly look in your heart and see, God didn't make me in the image of him to be disrespected on a full-time basis. The next thing is truly, truly abuse. God didn't create you so you could be abused by anybody else, whether it's a male or female. So when you say you had enough, it's time to get out of the door. It's time to run as fast as you can. We have something that we always talk about from time to time. And when we talk about it, it says, when your people show themselves, leave what you see. And if you are not able to deal with it, run as fast as you can. So how do you know you have had enough? We're talking about we're not going to be abused. We're not going to be disrespected. We're not going to be cheated on. We're not going to be taken for granted. We're going to find somebody who loves us is what love does. And see, that's what we're talking about in a relationship. See, in a relationship, you're looking for somebody who's ready to be committed to you. When they're committed, they're going to be consistent. And when they're consistent, they're going to have compassion. And when you see those things, they're going to be concerned about you. I believe in a relationship. When you're with someone and you're meeting all the traits of success, and let me quickly go through the traits, and I'm going to get back to where I was going. See, some of the traits that you should have and see in a person is self-love. If that person's not capable of self-loving themselves, how are they going to love you? Trust. You talk about trust is knowing that you're in a relationship, and eventually if you're in a marriage to someone, that if something happened to you, you can trust that they're going to do the right thing. And see, it's so amazing. Had that conversation the other day. And look at it that way. You got to be able to trust, not trust that person, whether they're going to go out there and cheat. Not trust that person that you think they're going to go out there and disrespect you. Trust that person to believe that I can turn whatever I have over to them and they can be trusted. See, that's what you're talking about. The next thing is honesty. We're talking about characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't have those traits, I tell you, you're a God of challenge right there. Truly, truly being honest. A person cannot be honest to you, with you, when they're around you. You must truly, truly run as fast as you can. And next thing, one of the things that we take for granted in our relationship is communication. We always talk about, oh, the love cafe. We talk about, we break the acronym, the love down. Love is what love does. So you have to keep that in mind. So we always say that L is all about listening. See, when you listen, you can hear the inner self of a person speaking. And I can attest and say, when you love somebody, it's from your inner self. It's from your heart and your soul. And when you find somebody that truly you know that loves you from their heart and their soul, don't run from them. Run to them. No matter how much doubt you have, no matter how much fear you have, a thing that might not go the way you want, but remember when they have that love from the inner self. I'm going to do a little preaching today. I'm going to tell you now. You know, when it comes from that inner self, when it comes from down, deep down, where God is pleased, see, what we got to remember, God is pleased with not so much as the outer self. God is pleased with your inner self. He wants to know that your heart is right. He wants to know that your soul is given and turned over to him. See, that's what I'm talking about. You can't be afraid. You got to be willing to do. And when you have somebody you know has connected with you, with your soul and your heart, when you know y'all has connected, don't find ways to create problems. Make sure you work with them. So communication, as I said, communication is all about listening. Listening to the inner self and not always talking. If you're in a relationship when you have to prove things to people by always out talking them, that ain't the relationship for you. Because you know what? Enough is enough. You need to be able to pull yourself together. So I need to have somebody that's going to listen to me because I'm willing to listen to them. See, then you also have to remember, you got to have a connection. I'm talking about that inner self connecting with that person. We're going to give a shout-out, truly, truly, to several people who's joining us now. We have Jacqueline Peterson. Thank you, Jacqueline, out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm glad you're taking time to check us out. Also, peace.love.artadius is joining us. We're going to give her a wave. As well as gomob_3, we're going to give them away. That's what it's all about, connection. See, when you got that connection, they don't come with everybody. You know, all of y'all can think about a relationship. When we say, when enough is enough, the relationship we've been in before we found and God blessed us with that person that you desire to be with. You know, in all those relationships, truly, truly, no matter how you try to mix it up and turn it and make it sound right, they were the wrong person. Because, see, not in your eyes. You got to be the right person in God. And then God has that person for you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. If you want to get your name, it's fine. Then you'll get a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe. And as soon as the co-host and some of my guests that comes on will be on, you'll get a chance to chat with them as well. Let's talk about enough is enough. I just gave you the trait of what would be you're looking for in a relationship. But let me add a few more there that you need to think about. When you're talking about the seed, see, there's some seed that we operate that's good for a relationship. If you're not experiencing these seeds, enough is enough. So you know when it's enough. And you won't know when to leave. See, first of all, I already mentioned 2 of them to you. I mentioned communication. You cannot have a relationship without effective communication. It does not work. Communication entails listening first and talking second. The next one I already mentioned is connection. See, you'll know that that person right for you because y'all connect. See, and you realize that I'm going to work to make sure this connection and this relationship work because I'm connected with that person. That person is the person that God has placed in my life because I prayed and I prepared myself. I went through the healing process from all of those wrong relationships to where I found the right person. Don't run from the right person. Run to them. We're going to give a shout out to Blue_NotEZ. Give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you again for joining us. Let's look at the other seed. One of them, Minister Denise, is always high. And the others, individuals that I know at the encounter in my life, talk about consistency. See, it's said in a way by individual. Don't start this if you can't finish it. Meaning that if you want to start calling and telling me good morning in the morning, tell me that, do that every morning, and then all of a sudden we get close and get to where there's a point you no longer want to do it. Be consistent. If you say you're going to make sure, if you're going to send a little small note to them, send that note to them, but don't be consistent by doing it. If you want to buy flowers and deliver the flowers to the job, have it at home, be consistent. We have to always requires hard work, and we have to come with it if we want to have the best life that's possible. I always talk, and I share with people from time to time. Yes, I felt in my life many years ago that I needed to get some support and counseling. I still go to counseling. I'm not afraid to say I go because I want to be the best version of me. I'm not scared of being a I'm not afraid of being trying to be happy. I'm not afraid of pleasing God by having joy in my life. I'm not afraid truly of being to the point where I have peace in my life. I'm not afraid because, see, I've been in a situation where enough was enough. I knew when to get out and run. I knew how to get out in time that some pain that you might encounter. But let me tell you like this, on this love, truly, Dr. Lowe love show, and it's a relationship show, it don't matter how much pain you may encounter. It's like it says, no matter what you endure through the night, joy comes in the morning. So you can get out of that situation and get somewhere where God has placed you, prepared you to be in, and when you get there, be willing to give it all. So you want to be able to be consistent. That next seed is so important to a relationship is compromise. Afraid to a compromise. And I'm going to tell you, if you run across somebody that's not willing to compromise, ask them what game they're in. I don't mean they're playing games, but what game they're in, because most likely they are keeping score. See, one up here. You know, I'm going to be in charge this time. See, I want to be able to tell you what to do. We'll give a shout-out to DJ Cool Breeze, 1914, with a number one. We give a wave at you, my brother. Thank you so much for joining us. That's what we're talking about. You've got to be able to compromise and truly be willing to give up. That next seat, I don't think I missed it. And it's if when someone can't commit to you, someone can't be willing to give all, which is 110% of their effort and be committed to that relationship, enough is enough. You can't be afraid of. We want you to be able to chat back and forth. We want you to be interactive. You're on Facebook. You can do the same thing. Facebook.com/DRLDI Virtual Smith. also on Instagram, on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We give a big shout out as we are talking to Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama, making some magical things happen. They take that motto is, we're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and we're going to make a difference in the lives of those individuals. So the thing about it, you have to keep in mind, partner with brothers like that. Partners with individuals like that. We have several sponsors who take time. Truly, truly, you know, exciting. You know, you have Fee Williams Law Firm. We say we give a shout out of Houston, Texas. They're going to be a part of this. We want to keep doing what's right. We want to keep making everything fall in place because we're here as a vehicle. And you are the driving force of the engine to get the word out. And we're so glad that we're able to do that. The next topic we want to look at is, how do you know when it's time to let go of someone you love? I just stated, love is what love does. See, you have to know what love is. We do that acronym on the Love Cafe. We take love and we break it down. And I want you to understand, it becomes enough, is enough when a person can't fall in those categories. Love is what love does. We take the L and we take time and understand the L is listening. See, love is all about listening, not all the way, always about talking. We're going to give a shout out to Mary Berry. 542. Thank you so much. Love is all about listening. Listening first and talking second. It was amazing. The other night I was doing devotion, and it was talking about people that talk the talk, come on now, but not willing to walk the walk. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about being able to listen instead of talking. You see the difference when you talk the talk and walk the walk. In that process of loving somebody, you must be able to listen to them instead of trying to out-talk. The next acronym of love is OVE, overcoming the opportunity. And let me right now take the opportunity to invite our co-host who's joining us now, and I really appreciate him taking time to join us tonight. This young man hails out of the state of Texas. I'm going to call it in the DFW area. For those people that know about Texas, that's Dallas, Fort Worth. He's an awesome relationship coach, as well as a relationship strategist. None other than I call him doctor, because I'm speaking it into existence. My friend, my cohort, a man that carry weight and speak loud, but loud enough for you to hear. See, they also said people speak loud, supposed to be vice versa, speak soft and walk loud. But the truth of the matter, he speaks loud, and I'm so proud to hear him. None other than Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. Brother Pratt, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. Happy New Year to you and everyone that's on tonight. It's good to hear your voice, and so thankful that we have another year of being able to just talk about some very interesting and useful relationship topics. God bless you, brother. Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to do this with you.
Man, it's a blessing to have you, and Happy New Year to you and your family. We're praying. We all are praying together that 22 is a year that God will continue to bless. So God has been blessing us to make it to where we are now. And I'm giving you high praise. Hallelujah. Because, see, he didn't have to do it. See, there are many transitions. And you always say, well, maybe ahead of time, but never, we never transition ahead of time. We transition when God's blessing us. And we have to keep that in mind. So it's a blessing to be here in 2022. Again, Happy New Year to you and your family. Now, we're talking about relationships. When enough is enough. And
yes.
I was having some thoughts about how do you know when it's enough? Even when you're in love with somebody, how do you know it's enough? And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna, Doc, I'm going to let you jump in.
Okay.
You always say something that is important that it has stick within my spirit. It's in my spirit. You always say about driving the car, emotion is always driving the car. When it's driving the car, it's going to always lock the door on reality.
That's correct. That is correct.
See, when you allow your life to operate on emotion and you keep on letting emotion drive the car, the emotion is going to drive it fast. Emotion will drive it off a cliff. Emotion will drive it off a curve. See, that's what emotion do. But you know when reality out there knocking on the door, said, let me in. And you said, no, I ain't going to let you in. Then you're going
right.
to have to deal with the consequences. But the minute when we say enough is enough, that's when reality and set in.
That's
right
correct. All right. So, and here's the thing about it. Emotions will drive the car off the cliff. And then when you're in the air on the way down, there's another emotion that kicks in that says, I wish I wouldn't have done that. See, it's never constant.
Yes,
reality stays constant, and what I always say is reality will let emotions ride with it, but it maintains a constant place of direction. So here's the thing about the enough is enough. When I counsel individuals about relationships or couples, especially if they have not gotten married, or even if they are married, there's something that's very important. Now, you have to handle these two things differently when you are, let me start with unmarried. First of all, you've got to be in touch with your deal breakers. And I'm not talking about, well, you know, they don't wash the dishes. I'm talking about the things that that compromise, or that person is asking you to compromise your principles. They're going against your principles. They're disrupting who you are, who you're not. They're disrupting your principles, and they're disrupting your purpose. Whatever those deal breakers are, whether it's infidelity, whether it's constant lying, whatever it is, whenever a person is, and you have to, you know, deal breakers are the things that dismantle the relationship, and you've got to identify what those things are. That's individual. Now, when you identify what those deal breakers are and that person crosses it, you have to stop making a red light a yellow light because your emotions are telling you to continue to put up with it. I preached about this today. I was somewhere and had to speak this morning. I said to the group, to the people there in the congregation, I said, if you are a woman and you are dating a man that's kicking your butt, it's time to go. It's just time to go.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's not anything you got to pray about. You need to be putting some kind of plan in place to get out of there. Now, if in the same regard, if you are a man that gets off on beating on women, it's time to go get some help. It's time to go get some help. Now, flip it over because the times are different. They're much different now. If you are a woman that's beating up on your man, that dude, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go.
Yes, sir.
This goes for verbal and physical abuse. If there's somebody cheating on you, if that is your deal breaker, you don't keep sitting around trying to accept abuse, because the longer you accept it, the longer it'll keep happening. Here's what I believe. Enough needs to have a shorter line in the sand than we make it.
Yeah.
Because when you should not lose so much of yourself to get to the point where enough is enough. There's something about setting healthy boundaries that people don't even want to go nowhere near your enough. They won't go anywhere near it if they know that you stand behind your principles and you have a commitment to loving yourself. When you get to a place where enough is enough, it's because you have tolerated your deal breakers way too long. Now, as a married couple, somebody crosses your deal breakers. Now, it takes forgiveness. I say this all the time and for counsel, for couples. Reconciliation is impossible without forgiveness. Let's just say that there's infidelity. You've got to choose to forgive. If that's one of your deal breakers, you have to choose. If you're going to forgive the person and if you're going to reconcile your marriage, you have to forgive, but then you have to go through a process of that person rebuilding trust. It is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And the person that has done the offense has to understand that they have crossed a line that has damaged the trust in the marriage. You got to put in the work to rebuild that trust. If you're not built for the process, then it will continue. The person that got hurt will continue to bring it up later on, or the person that did it will continue to do it if they feel like I can get away with it. Deal breakers need to be identified, and they need to be they need to be enforced. That don't go anywhere near this deal breaker here. There's something about knowing that there is an extreme consequence for bringing a deal breaker to somebody should change the behavior of a person that goes anywhere near it. And if you don't have the self-discipline to stay away from that deal breaker, you have to reassess what you're in.
I tell you, doctor said a whole lot. And as he talks about just what's so important, and when we're talking about when it's time to let go, when enough is enough, I want everybody to focus on this. And, Doc, I mean, just kind of go here with this. Your well-being. I want to get everybody to hear that. Your well-being is something you must protect.
Yes, absolutely.
Well-being, and I'm going to say it because it's more than one, you must protect.
That's correct.
I'm not going to get into this specific thing. With anybody is challenging, constantly taking your mental well-being for granted.
That's right.
No. Anybody that physically puts you in a situation, physically, the next one we got to always spoke on, emotional, your emotion. Well, you allow someone to continue to destroy your emotional well-being. That's enough.
That's right.
And see, we get caught up in those few things, but let me tell you, there are five that's so important. I've mentioned three of them, and I want you to check this out. Because you may be a part of it, or you inherit somebody part of it. Your spiritual well-being. When
that's right.
Your spiritual well-being. It's enough. You got to say enough. And last but not least, your financial well-being. And when I say that, all five of those come together because you operate every day. So your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, and financial well-being. Don't let nobody infringe on your opportunity to prosper and grow. Don't let anybody steal your joy. And if you allow them to do that, by taking away your well-being. I have to tell you, enough is enough. And see, we
enough
got
is enough.
How much they tell you they love you? I'll tell you how much they tell you. Well, you know, I'm gonna be there to the end of time, because they're for the end of the time. If they're infringing on you, one of your well-being, most likely, and I'm gonna be honest with you, they enjoy infringing on it, and they're gonna stay around so they can continue to mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially abuse you. See, it comes in all forms. You got to be careful when you select that person you want to spend your time with, because we all in our lifetime have selected people that were not right for us. See, they were called the wrong people. And see, sometimes we have to work through that. Brother Pratt, I'm trying to reach down and grab some things that'll touch everybody's soul. Because we sometimes focus on certain things. We focus on cheating. We focus on abuse. And say, enough is enough. But when it starts stepping in all five well-being, and they touch it, because one's going to touch the other one. You better remember, because if you financially are with somebody who are abusing you, it's going to cause you to be mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually drained. So we have to always keep that in mind. So when we're talking about when it's time to let go of someone that you love, because love is what love does. This show is all about relationships. It's all about giving information and sharing information from our own personal experience that we want to share that's going to help you. But when it's time to go, you always say run. Run as fast as you can run, Brother Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang around.
That's correct.
Because the truth of the matter is more than him. You know,
that's
all
correct.
These, we was talking about the Matrix. Matrix got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you hang around, it's going to be a 2.0, a 3.0. It's going to be a 5.0, especially when they're dealing with all of your well-being. It's going to come harder. It's going to be tougher. And you're going to have to deal with it. So let's just remember, our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Brother Pratt along with myself, Dr. Lorenza Smith. It's good to be here, known as Dr. Lowe. And when you press 1, I will make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location, and then ask you to join with the chat. Brother Pratt, We are focusing on just simply when you're just looking at enough is enough. But take a minute to talk about some signs when you know enough is enough. See, I reach and pull everything so broad when I talk about the well-being. But what are some signs that you know enough is enough? Did I lose you, Brother Pratt? Oh, no.
No, you got me now. You got me?
Okay, I have you. Yeah, we're talking about those signs. Enough is enough. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I think it still goes back to those individual deal breakers. A person has to know. I think it's really good to do a self-assessment of yourself. I usually take my people that I counsel through a self-assessment to get to the place of whether they're married or single, to understand here's the thing. When you identify your deal breaker, that is identifying what is enough. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
If you identify what your deal breaker is, then you then at that point there needs to be communication with the person that you are in a relationship with so that they clearly understand a deal breaker is a synonym for enough. It's the breaker. So here's what I think. We can talk about the ones that are, I mean, we just mentioned the common ones, which would
yes,
be
sir.
If somebody's verbally abusing you, that should be enough. If somebody's physically abusing you, that should be enough. If somebody is stealing from you, that mm-hmm. should be enough. If somebody is robbing you of your well-being, that should be enough.
Come on. Come on.
If somebody is trying to turn you away from your spiritual foundation and your spiritual belief, that should be enough. See, here's the thing. I believe that identifying what is enough starts with identifying if I love myself or not. Because when you love yourself, you begin to say, these are my boundaries.
Sure.
And then you stick to those boundaries, because when you don't love yourself, you make self-destructive decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you tolerate you tolerate destructive behavior from other people. When you love yourself, you make self-protective decisions. And your boundaries don't allow someone within those boundaries that are going to make allow destructive behavior to happen to you. Some people gonna get across the line because they're slick, but once you realize, oh, wait a minute, this person is dead set crossing my boundaries and has the character that doesn't respect my boundaries and that is constantly knocking on the door as a deal breaker. Let me give you an example. Here's a great example. I have counseled young ladies that have said, I don't want to have sex until I get married. And then they start dating guys. And the guys are cool, and they're dating, they're saying all the right things, you know, and they're doing all that kind of stuff. And eventually it gets to a point where they start trying to wear the woman down because they want to have sex. They want to test drive the woman. That is a deal breaker. If that is one of your principles that you stick by, that is enough to what I often say, it's time to give that person the gift of goodbye.
Yes, sir.
You don't keep having conversations with someone that is laying on your deal breaker. See, loneliness often will tangled in conversations with people that have already showed you who they are. You can't make anybody what you want them to be. That's God. God will bring you what you need. God will form you and the other person to blend together, even in your challenges. Not that it's all going to be skipping down the road all of the time together, but I believe in you ought to be able to engage with someone that respects, that doesn't even want to come close to your deal breakers.
Exactly.
You can give people a chance. But I think when it comes to the deal breakers, that's a short fuse right there. That's a short thread right there. Person, if they keep crossing your deal breakers and you keep allowing it, you're putting yourself through a lot of stress before you get to the enough stage.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, Doc, you hit it on the head, and it's so important. One of the things we have to keep in mind is that you have to know exactly where you want to go, trusting our Lord and Savior, because when you are praying guidance that he gives you, you'll be truly in a position to know what your deal breakers are, And you'll know when enough is enough. You know, but it's not always, and Doc, we're going to look at, because there's always a side to this that sometimes we always, when we talk about enough is enough, we focus on all the bad things that may lead you to having enough is enough. But there are some good.
Right.
See, when you're in a good enough relationship, I want y'all to hear that. Hear this again now. I'm gonna repeat it. A good enough relationship of high expectations. So reaching for the highest point, not for the lowest point. So you have high expectations of how the expectation to be treated with, number one, and I want you to keep this in mind, everybody, with kindness.
Yeah.
Love. Affection. Respect. See, I'm going to take just those four and let you know, in a good enough relationship, when you got high expectations, you need to be looking for somebody who's going to be kind. You're going to be looking for somebody who's going to love you. You see, it was amazing. I was recently in a session, and a lot of people have a wrong understanding about love and where they see love in a relationship. The first thing, they read out the term of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
See, we gave you the acronym for love. Started off talking about the L, which is listening. The O is overcoming. The V is valuable. How valuable is that person is? What values do they have? Are they mutual? And then the last thing is everything. So you got to put everything in there. So when you put it in kindness, love, affection, and respect, and you say your deal breaker is, and doctor said about a deal breaker, the deal breaker is, I will not tolerate emotional and physical abuse. Yeah, good enough relationship, you're going to make that known. I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate you abusing my well-being. I will refuse to do that. See, that leads to let that partner know through expectation is that you want that person to be loyal just like you're going to be loyal.
That is correct.
Realize, through kindness, through love, through affection, and through respect, you make a commitment. See, it's all about a commitment. See, and when you make a commitment to someone, pray for our Lord and Savior, because you prayed for those desires. I desire to be with this person to have a good enough relationship. Enough is enough. So
that's
you
right.
Become loyal to that person. We always have to keep that in mind. Doc, you want to jump in right there?
I think that when you talk about the whole thing enough on the positive side, that is someone that is going to be trustworthy, somebody that, and you mentioned something very important, someone that is going to love you, cherish you, respect you. And I say within the realm of that, in the detail of that, is somebody that understands what your love language is and loves you the way you need to be loved. Not love you the way they feel like you need to be loved, mm-hmm. but love you the way you need to be loved. Because the way one person needs to be loved may be totally different. It's totally different. That's why understanding individual love languages is so important. So important. You could buy flowers for a woman and do it all and spend $50 on it, and she may say, you know what, that's not my love language. I don't want no flowers. I'd rather sit down and have a conversation, quality time. That's their love language. So if you're buying flowers or you're buying gifts and she just likes the simple things in life and just wants to do things, or vice versa, if a woman is showering a guy with a whole bunch of gifts and, hey, all I want you to do is sit down and watch the game with me every now and then. I know you ain't into sports, but hey, it'd be nice just for you to maybe just watch a game with me.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's take a drive together. See, it's about understanding your partner and what fills their love tank. Really important. Not loving the way everybody traditionally says you should love. Loving a way that works for your specific relationship. Big difference. That's intentional,
yes,
purposeful companionship right there.
That's awesome, man. I tell you, that's some strong talk right there, but we still want you to be a part of the show. We're closely getting at the end of the hour of the show, but you still can call in and share your point of view or type in it on Facebook, Instagram, both devices we have with Instagram. It's truly, the calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, press 1. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell, telephone number, and ask you to just share your thoughts with Pastor Dr. Eddie Flanagan over with these minutes. We'll talk real talk tonight. I want to make sure I give a shout out to some individuals joining us on Facebook, Doc, as well as on Instagram as well. We have Belinda Davis. Belinda's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and all our prayers and our condolences goes out to all of the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Their international president transitioned recently, and we are at all the Divine Nine. All our organizations are praying, and we're here to support you all during this process.
Yes.
Also, we have Newton. Appreciate you joining us as well. Regina Hill, thank you for joining us as well. We have S. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, for joining us. Then we have, and I'm going to get it sometime, Doc, on Instagram, man. Strange thing, but I'll do my best. It said newbie vegan. That's what it says. And it's awesome to have each and every one. And we want to close our show out by talking about ways to help fix your relationship so you don't have to get to the point when enough is enough. And I'm going to start off, I'm going to ask Doc to come in and close it out, meaning in regards to the thoughts on that, then share some closing remarks after he shares thoughts. There are some steps to fixing a relationship. And when I say fix a relationship, because you haven't gotten to the point that enough is enough. First of all, you think about it, as Doc said about deal breaker. You have to know what's your deal breaker or what are your deal breakers. You have to know that from the beginning. We just talk about a good enough relationship. You know, recently, you as attorney brother, civil rights leader, Dr. John Robert Lewis, said good trouble. See, in a relationship, we try to stop focusing on all the bad things. So you can't fix a relationship if you don't work on having a healthy relationship from the beginning. If you got to fix it, it's already in that car. In that car with the emotion, driving 100 miles per hour. In reality, which is where you out there trying to fix it, beating on the door, just remember, you won't have to fix it if you work on making it healthy from the beginning. You have
to have
a mind to have a healthy relationship. You know, we talk about love, and we talk about love as a state of mind. A healthy relationship, a healthy marriage should be a state of mind. And I'm going to quickly give you the ones I think will be important to fixing a relationship once it got close to that point and enough is enough. Face and embrace your differences. Face and embrace your differences. Communication skill.
Yeah.
Doc, when I talk about it, Communication is a priority. But it's not just communication. It's effective communication skills.
That is correct. That is correct.
And talk second. In a relationship, in a marriage, you have to be able to listen to your partner, your spouse. Sometimes close your mouth. I know that's hard. Some people are going to get offended. Close your mouth and open your ears. Effective communication. Love your partner the way he or she wants to receive love. God just said that. Know what their love language is. Respect their love language. Work to help improve their love language. Because two people in a relationship may not have the same love language. We have to respect and help build. We have to be something. Doc, I remember you said this a while ago. When you know things are going and ain't going right with your wife, with your partner, I'm just saying with your wife, because you shared it with your wife, but if it's with your partner and your spouse, is that you become the first responder.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should have to tell you that. No
That's
one
right.
should be, when your wife, even your significant other are having struggles, you need to be able to recognize. That's why I said, love your partner the way he or she wants to receive love. Don't do it your way. Don't try to impose something on them. Try to work with them. Be willing and open to work with it. The next thing is
praise.
Love. You know, I don't think many people heard that. Doc, I'm going to say it again. Create the habit of loving.
Yes.
Create the habit of loving.
That's good.
Consistently doing it. Consistency leads to developing habits to do things you need to do.
That's correct.
Express. Because the thing your partner is supposed to do anyway, don't think and don't be the point to say, thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate you doing that. See, that builds the love in your relationship. It creates habits in your relationship. It makes you embrace your differences. Doc, you can jump in right there and share your thoughts on that. You can close it out with your final thoughts.
Okay. So I just wanted to close out with saying this. And in relationships, have realistic expectations. In relationships, resolve unresolved issues so that you grow from it being a good enough to something spectacular. When it comes to, as I said, the deal breakers, don't be afraid to list them. And I think one thing that is very important, if you are dating somebody, talk about what your deal breakers are real early in the getting to know you phase so that person understands who they're dealing with. You give them the keys to drive away or you give them the keys to put the car in park or ride with you. It's the sooner that you have that conversation, the more it identifies the relationship. Either we just going to be friends or we can't, or we can make a go at this until we hit a major bump in the road that crosses or doesn't cross. Here again, I think that we get caught up in, you hear the old saying where people say opposites attract. I think actually opposites make good couples. The reason why I say that, because you can balance each other off if you what each person brings to the table. Cloning yourself, looking for somebody just like you, brings problems because the second they respond differently, because God didn't make all of us the same.
Okay.
The second they start thinking or saying something different than you, you're going to think it's over. because your expectation is unrealistic, thinking they're supposed to walk, talk, think just like you. So I would say, in our individuality, talk about your deal breakers early in the get-to-know phase if you're dating. It sets the tone for where you're headed. But don't get yourself to the place where enough is enough after you have tolerated your deal breakers over and over. That is a clear sign that loneliness is driving you. Something else is driving you. Something else is driving you, but it is not your reality. And whenever something else is driving you, I close with this. Whenever something else is driving you beyond your spiritual foundation and your reality, that is a sign of not having true belief that God will take care of you. Your foundation is being built. Your foundation needs to be centered on Jesus Christ so that you will trust him in the relationships that you get involved in. He'll tell you when to stay. He'll tell you when to leave.
Come on, man. Hey, Brother Pratt, that's awesome, man. I tell you, I hope each and every one of you all taking notes or writing notes down to see that this is some powerful information for you. But we're at the end of the hour. We went beyond like 6 or 7 minutes. But, Brother Pratt, I do appreciate and thank you for joining us. It's been awesome, man. And we look forward to come back and get back on our right rotation. And that rotation is truly the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We want to make sure we get and we see we had time off. So I said it's time to make this thing do what it do. Again, brother, thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, brother. I'm going to get off the air now, too. I got some things to do here. But thank you again. I look forward to the next show. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you, brother, so much. Now, I'm going to tell you, for all those individuals that are joining us on the different devices or the social media network, I want to thank you so much. You know, I have so many people that's on here tonight, and I thank for all of those individuals joining, whether you're part of the Divine Nine or not. Thank you so much for taking time. You know, I could be where I want to stroll down to every one of them, but as you join the show, I try to make sure I give you the shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Aaron.Rev, which is Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett, a member of Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter of Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Green_Vendetta29. Thank you for joining. Then all the other individuals that I shouted out to you, thank you so much. I want you to keep in mind that tonight's show was giving you an opportunity to check and see what is your deal breaker, an opportunity to relate to whether you're going to allow emotions to drive the car and let reality to be locked outside. Enough is enough. You ought to be able to be working for a good enough relationship, which requires that you are kind to each other, require that you love each other, requires you to be affectionate toward each other. It requires you to respect each other and never tolerate physical or emotional abuse, because your expectation is that your partner is going to be loyal to you because he or she is willing to take care of you. So enough is enough, but there's always a good enough relationship. It's been awesome, my brothers and sisters, for joining us tonight. We're going to thank Brother Pratt for stepping in here and offering some awesome, awesome comments and ideas, just sharing truly, truly some wisdom with you. Hashtag, we always say, make it do what it do. And that's what we're all about. Hashtag, communicate for understanding. You remember in there we was talking about, when it gets to the point where you no longer can communicate, there's some trouble ahead of you. Hashtag, we just truly, truly have a mindset of being successful. Hashtag, as we dealt and continue with the pandemic, responsible. Truly, truly, I want you to consider as we get to close that we protect one another as we deal with the pandemic. It is still required that you need to wear your mask. Some people say, hey, it's not required because they can't make me, mandate me, but you require yourself because you're thinking about block by block, your neighborhood, your family, your friends. Just think about it. Make sure you stay 6 feet apart. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you stay at home. Make sure you get the vaccine and the booster shot. Care of one another. Is that truly, truly enough is enough? And the last thing, as I close out every show, I want you to let you know we have to take care of each other. And I want to say this because truly it comes from my heart and my soul. See, I truly love you. And it's from my heart. And as I close out every show, before I do that, I want you to check us out on Thursday. We will have the return of the Shannon Show, which is Minister Shannon Show. She will have a celebration of her birthday. She has special guest, Dr. Orlandris Myray, Pastor and Bishop Dowdale, Pastor Connie Collins. That'll be 7 o'clock on Thursday night. I'm sorry, that actually should be 7:30, but we're gonna manipulate that to make sure it's in there. So we're gonna go to 7:30 because I was looking at the printout. It was 7:30, and the reason why that is because we're gonna be dealing with individuals that's on the East Coast time. We don't want to get too late. The Shannon Show is real talk about today's life issues. So check them out. I'll be the producer for that. Chime in every now and then, but Minister Shannon will be sharing some awesome thoughts, and she's going to be live, and we're going to bring her up on Facebook. We're going to bring her up because she has a place that she's meeting, and we're going to bring her up with all the guests. Going to get a chance to talk. It's going to be new for us. We're excited about it. So it's been awesome. So as I close out, like always, you know, we want to be able to love each other and take care of each other. Talked about the pandemic. I talked about relationship. I talked about all the things where we have to take care of each other. And as we close out, I always say this, and I say it truly from my heart.